Good evening. It's good to see everyone out this evening. For those of you who are visiting with us, we are indeed grateful that you have come to join us in worshiping our God. This evening, our worship service is going to be a little different. Jeff Archer asked if I could put together a song service where we can learn a few new songs. And I asked some of the men here to pick some songs for us to go through. Each leader is going to lead three songs. Two of them will be ones that we know, and one will be a newer song, or maybe a song that we haven't sung in a while, so that we can sing it and learn it. Each leader that comes up, they're going to read through all the verses, and that way we can know what the message of the song is and the words of the song. Then they're going to sing the first verse and chorus, if it has that, in unison, so we can learn the tune. And then we'll go back and sing the song in parts, starting again with verse 1. To begin our song worship this evening, I will be singing about us rising up and building, and then we will follow through basically with our theme for the year about we're building, and we're building upon Christ, and Christ is being our guide, and then the ultimate goal is to go to heaven, and we have great thanksgiving in knowing what God has done for us. So to begin, we're going to start with number 516, number 516, Rise Up, O Men of God. And if it's convenient, let us please stand for this song. Next hymn will be number 780. Number 780. It is time to build.
Save for the side as you come up this way. abides with you.
The next song will be Rise Up and Build. The words to this song, starting with verse 1. When my life is filled with trouble and pain, and the darkness clouds my way, I will lean on Him who will guide me through if I humbly seek His name. I'll work, though the world may not know why. I've set my mind to do His will. I'll stand on the faith I have in God. I know I can rise up and build. There are people who will not understand how I live my life each day. But through prayer, I've learned how to be at peace. Now I have the courage to say, I'll work, though the world may not know why. I've set my mind to do His will. And I'll stand on the faith I have in God. I know I can rise up and build. And then as we strive to work and glorify God, everyone will do a part. We will build strong walls and defend our faith. God is living in our hearts. I'll work, though the world may not know why. I've set my mind to do His will. Now I'll stand on the faith I have in God. I know I can rise up and build.
When my life is filled with trouble and pain, and the darkness clouds my way, I will be on Him who will guide me through if I humbly seek His name. I'll work, though the world be not mine. I set my mind to do His will. I'll stand for the faith I have in God. I know I can rise up and build. When my life is filled with trouble and pain, and the darkness clouds my way, I will be on Him who will guide me through if I humbly seek His name. I'll work, though the world may not know why. I set my mind to do His will.
I set my mind to do His will. The church is one foundation, 366. Number 400, we'll sing verse 1, 2, and 6. 1, 2, and 6. Number 35. Great is the Lord our God. It's based on Psalm 48. And it's a tune that you're familiar with. And so, great is the Lord our God, and greatly to be praised. Upon a hill, God's city stands in glorious beauty raised. His holy mountain high, the city of our King, the joy of all the earth below, and God's great name we sing. God makes his city strong by living in her halls. When kings join forces and advance, they marvel at her walls. God scatters those around whose pride makes them so sure. As we have heard, so have we seen. God's city is secure. Within your temple, Lord, in your most holy place, we on your loving kindness dwell, the wonders of your grace. Your people sing your praise where'er your name is known. By every deed your hand has done, your righteousness is shown. Let Zion now rejoice and all her daughters sing. Let them with thankfulness proclaim the judgments of their King. Mount Zion's walls, behold, about her ramparts go, and number all the lofty towers that guard her from the foe. Observe her palaces, mark her defenses well, that to your children after you her glories you may tell. For God is our own God, forever will abide, until life's journey close in death, will be our faithful guide. The tune is to that of "This Is My Father's World." And so it's a tune you would be familiar with.
God scatters those around whose pride makes them so sure. First song I'll be leading is number 661, Hand in Hand with Jesus. Number 658, All the Way My Savior Leads Me.
Grace for every trial, peace be with the
The new song that I'm going to lead tonight is one that, unless you're a member of my family, you've never sung it before, I'm sure. It was written by my great-grandfather in 1924. Him and my great-uncle wrote it. And we've sung it at family get-togethers and every funeral over the last 40 or 50 years that I can remember. So forgive me for wanting to lead this one, but I've never sung it in church. It was sung years ago in churches, probably in Limestone County, but not in a long time. So the name of it is "He is Walking by My Side." And the words are, "He is walking by my side, Jesus who to save me died, guarding from each hidden snare, giving strength my cross to bear. In His presence I'm secure, faithful heir will He endure. Oh, I dare not walk alone o'er life's way untried, unknown." We'll go back to the second verse and then we'll do the chorus at the end, Billy, if that's okay. "He is walking by my side, precious friend and faithful guide, cheering me in times of woe, helping overcome the foe. Well, He knows my every need, gives me grace and joy indeed. What companionship is mine, what a privilege divine. He is walking by my side, and I'm fully satisfied. Though the way is dark or bright, Jesus always guides aright. And if I but faithful prove, in that home of bliss above, I shall see my wondrous King, and His praise forever sing. He is ever walking by my side, as to heaven onward I go, and will guide me safely o'er the tide, where eternal joy I'll know." We'll sing the first verse in unison. And also,
"He is walking by my side, Jesus who
missed the number two because we've sung it for years without So it's changed a little bit over time, but hopefully I got it pretty close. All right, you're singing now.
He is walking by my side, Jesus, who to save me died, guarding from me sin and sand. Give me strength my cross to bear, in his presence I'm secure, faithful there will be endured. Oh, I dare not walk alone, for the sin He is ever walking by my side, if you love my side, as to heaven onward I go, and will God save me, or the light, when you have me saved, where eternal joy I
Next song we'll sing, number 698, On Jordan Stormy Banks. Thank you, Will, for sharing that. Those kind of private stories are always very interesting. And I think I stressed my voice out trying to sing the tenor on that song. But we will press on. On Jordan Stormy Banks. Let's all sing out.
On Jordan Stormy Banks I sat, and as a witch to name a fair and happy land where my possessions lie. We were best in the very happy land, my God, just across on the evergreen shore. Sing the song of Moses and the Lamb. We will rest you.
This is an older hymn written in 1915. I don't think we've sung it here since at least 2015 due to the song tracker. So this was my new song of choice, Ivory Palaces. So we'll do a read through. My Lord has garments so wondrous fine, and myrrh their texture fills. Its fragrance reached to this heart of mine. With joy, my being thrills. Out of the ivory palaces, into a world of woe, only his great eternal love made my Savior go. His life had also its sorrow sore, for aloes had a part. And when I think of the cross he bore, my eyes with teardrops start. Out of the ivory palaces, into a world of woe, only his great eternal love made my Savior go. In garments glorious, he will come to open wide the door, and I shall enter my heavenly home to dwell forevermore. Out of the ivory palaces, into a world of woe, only his great eternal love made my Savior go. So we'll sing the first verse in unison. 312. We're going to sing, 1, 3, and 4, and then we'll do the chorus at the end.
Number 443, we plow the fields for sowing.
Fire.
415 will be the new song that we want to learn. My God, I thank you who have made. This, the last song that we sang was about the obvious blessings. This song is about being thankful about the things that maybe are not so obvious as we read through this and we'll see. My God, I thank you who have made the earth so bright, so full of splendor and of joy, beauty and light. So many glorious things are here, noble and right. I thank you too that you have made joy to abound. So many gentle thoughts and deeds circling us round, that in the darkest spot of earth, some love is found. I thank you more that all our joy is touched with pain, that shadows fall on brightest hours, that thorns remain so that earth's bliss may be our guide and not our chain. I thank you, Lord, that you have kept the best in store. We have enough, yet not too much, to long for more, a yearning for a deeper peace not known before. I thank you, Lord, that here our souls, though amply blessed, can never find, although they seek, a perfect rest, nor ever shall, until they lean on Jesus' breast. My God, I thank you who have made. Let's all sing the lead together.
My God, I thank you who have made the earth so bright, so full of splendor and of joy, beauty and light. So many gorgeous things are here, noble and bright. My God, I thank you who have made the earth so bright, so full of splendor and of joy, beauty and light. So many glorious things are here, noble and bright. I thank you that you have made joy to abound. So many gentle thoughts and deeds circling us round, that in the darkest spot of earth, some love is found. I thank you more than all our joy. It's such a pain that shadows fall on brightest hours that won't remain. So that earth's bliss may be our guide.
746. When this passing world is done. I know it's been led here before, I think more than once. Some folks will know this well, some may not know it as well, but it is a fairly familiar song. It's fairly easy. This particular hymn kind of reminds us that we have to learn to be thankful. It's a very deep hymn to me.
When this passing world is done, when that sun gone wearing sun, when I stand with my soul high, looking for life's glory, therefore shall I fully know, not till then how much I know. All thy walking in the cloud, dark as it lies to be shroud, but with fear of that high, Jesus comes and all is light. Blessed Jesus did me show, doubting saints how much I know. When I stand before the throne, dressed in beauty, my white robe, when I see thee as thou art, loving with unchanging heart, therefore shall I fully know, not till then how much I know. When the rays of heaven are clear, blessed sun moves through the air, blessed deep waters voice, sweetest heart's ebullient voice, therefore shall I fully know, not till then how much I know. Even on earth as through the past, darkly led by glory past, may forgiveness fill souls deep, make us hear great sounds of me. Heal on earth, Lord, make me know something of how much I know.
As you can see, the invitation song will be number 474. 474. Praise Him. That's what we've done tonight. Praise Him. We've sang our songs, but if you would, let's look at the book of Psalms and see what the psalmists have said about how and why we should praise God. Psalm 100. Shout out praises to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with joy. Enter His presence with joyful singing. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we belong to Him. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give Him thanks. Praise His name, for the Lord is good. His loyal love endures, and He is faithful through all generations. Psalm 19, verses 1 and 2. The heavens declare the glory of God. The sky displays His handiwork. Day after day it speaks out. Night after night it reveals His greatness. Do you ever just look up at the sky, whether it's at day or night, and you just go, wow, that's just amazing. You can see the power of God. I've never been up and able to see the northern lights, but that's on my bucket list. It is beautiful on the pictures that I've seen, but I want to see it in real life. I want to behold that beauty. Psalm 148 says this, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the sky. Praise Him in the heavens. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His heavenly assembly. Praise Him, O sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shiny stars. Praise Him, O highest heaven, and you waters above the sky. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He gave the command, and they came into existence. He established them so they would endure. He issued a decree that they would not be revoked. Have you really thought about the words of this psalm? He says, praise Him, O sun, O you shiny stars. He spoke them into existence, and then He said, praise Him. Do the stars really praise God? Do the stars really praise the Creator? I would say yes, they do. Have you ever heard the sun and the stars sing? Have you heard it? Well, technology is great and we can. This is a YouTube video. It's about 21 seconds long. Billy let it play through twice. And I want you to see, based on this, based on the size of the sun or star, it gives a different sound. Just like we have bass and tenor and alto and soprano, so do the stars. Stars, praise God. Why? Because God created them. God created them by speaking them into existence. So why do we praise Him? I encourage y'all to watch this YouTube video. It's fascinating. So if we can see that the stars themselves sing praises to God, shouldn't we? Shouldn't we praise God? We should want to praise Him every day. Why? Because not only the creation that we see that He created, but He also created it for us. God created us to be dominion over everything. Why? Because we are in God's image. We want to praise God because what He has given us and who He has made us. I would also say let's praise God because He's a faithful God. As we read in the first psalm, He is faithful through all generations. And as you can start in Genesis and you can go all the way to the book of Revelation, every time God made a promise, it came true. Every time. God is a faithful God, and for that, let's praise Him. He is a gracious and He is a merciful God. I am so thankful for that because I am a sinner. You are a sinner. But because God is gracious and He is merciful to us, He did this. He loved us. Not because we loved him first, but what does 1 John say? He loved us first. And how did he show the greatest love that we could ever know? By having his son, God himself, die for us. For that, I am thankful. For that, I want to praise him. And I want to praise him because not only did he die for me, but I am a child of his because of that. Are you a child of God? Do you want to praise him daily? The stars praise him. You should too, because of what he has done for you. He's given you this great creation. He is a faithful God. He's merciful. He's gracious. And he loves you, and he died for you. If you're a child of God and you still need the prayers of the church because maybe you have some public sin or you're just struggling with something, we also ask you to come if you need help while we stand together and sing.
Take my life and let it be.